Jackie North.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. With this show, it happened at a You gotta see the show. It's a dynamo. You gotta see the show. It's rock and roll. Oh, right before your eyes, we will laugh up from the skies. And he laughs until he cries. And he dies, and he dies.
Indeed, welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, otherwise known as Carnival Number 9 from Emerson, Lake and Palmer. My name's Steve West, and some of you might remember me from around about 1979 on and off through until 1983 on Radio Jackie North, with a legend and one of the grandfathers of pirate radio here in the northwest of England, the one and only Eric Haydock, whose on-air name was of course Rick Dane. And what we're doing today, in fact all this weekend, with the help of various people who are running transmitters on the medium wave band, it's great to be back, so thanks to those people for giving me this opportunity. Usually I'm on the FM band these days, around about 107, but anyway, I digress. It's now 8 years since, I'd say he was my mentor really in pirate radio, Mr. Rick Dane, tragically took his own life. So we're here in tribute to one of the legends. So what I'm going to be doing for the next hour and a half is playing some of the music that takes me back to those days, back in the Cantrell farm in a tower block, and telling you a few anecdotes from back then. So do stay tuned, this is Radio Jackie North, back to Rock Merseyside once again on 217 in the medium wave band. Inspiring music there on Jackie North from T-Rex with the Metal Guru, and AC/DC of course started us off with Hell's Bells. Right, to begin the story of my involvement with this particular radio station, and in fact radio altogether. Way back at the tender age of 19, I think I was, I was decorating around at a mate's and they had a radio playing, and imagine my delight on hearing all these wonderful rock tunes and oldies coming out of the speaker, which wasn't the norm for local radio, because back then, and indeed to this day, the commercial radio stations just seem to play the same old pop music over and over again, but I won't go into that. So I inquired what the radio station was, and it turned out it was called Radio Jackie North, which was interesting. I didn't realise it was a pirate at the time. And then suddenly I heard this bloke asking for help. He said he couldn't cope with it on his own. He needed people to help out behind the scenes. He needed DJs. Just generally that he wanted help with the station. So I thought no more of it, really. And me and a few mates eventually went along to one of the Radio Jackie North rock nights that he was running. It was up in Tubebrook at, it was called Annabelle's at the time, but it was the old Coconut Grove Club up in Tubebrook, Liverpool. And in between some of the songs, you know, I sort of approached the DJ and said, "All right, mate, I heard you on the wireless saying you wanted a bit of help." Gave him my phone number and thought no more of it until, I must have been about 12 months, no, not even that long, about 8 months later, I got a telephone call with a familiar sounding voice, and he said, "Come over, we're now at Radio Jackie North's Cavern," it was renamed as, which was the old Brady's or Eric's in Matthew Street. "So come over and meet me tonight, and we'll have a talk." So I did. He said, "Right, you're on. Get behind them turntables, spin a few tunes and do a bit of talking." Anyway, I must have passed the audition, because the very next day I was on the air on 217 on Radio Jackie North. More after one that I only ever heard really on RJN. This is Mahogany Rush, Frank Marino, and All Along the Watchtower. We'll be right back.
Jackie Norris.
With Steve West.
Pirates Radio.
Small team genius snuck off through the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Gin Genie lives on his back. The Gin Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Gin Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go of his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
David Bowie there from the album Ziggy Stardust. The Gin Genie. It was from the album Ziggy Stardust anyway. I shall look it up later. Not important. Right, so I was telling you about how I got started with Radio Jackie North. First time I went to our place of transmission. It was quite an eye-opener.
I'm a man of wealth and taste.
It was actually a tower block. 23 floor tower block on Cantrell Farm, which was otherwise called Cannibal Farm locally, and it was quite horrendous. You used to step over drug addicts and alkies in the foyer as you went in, because the blocks were scheduled for demolition. Quite a horrendous experience, but probably not as bad as he'd had in the previous decade, broadcasting from the fields with wires thrown up trees for aerials and things like that. So there we were, walking through this foyer with all sorts of dregs of humanity, if you will, lying sort of half comatose in there, with valuable equipment and LP records and things. But they all seemed to know Rick, and they knew what was going on, so we didn't get any hassle really. Anyway, if you didn't guess my name, I'm Steve West. I'm one of the original Radio Jackie North DJs, and one of the, well, two of the bands that we used to have to play, because he was quite strict with his music policy, was our Rick, were the Beatles and the Stones. And I'm talking all over the Stones now, so I'll shut up and we'll have a listen. Sympathy for the Devil on RJN.
Killed the Kennedys.
Alright, the Magical Mystery Tour, of course, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil, which unfortunately I talked all over because I pressed the wrong button. Speaking of pressing buttons, up in the old Radio Jackie North studio, you were lucky if you got a record to play when you wanted it to, mainly because the equipment was a little bit primitive due to the fact that many, many times it had been taken away by Mr. Eric Gotts and Ron Bird and Gordon Yates of the GPOs, it was known in those days, later to become the DTI and these days Ofcom, the people who like to spoil pirate radio for you, the listener. So the equipment consisted of a couple of turntables, very basic ones, I hasten to add, you know, the sort of ceramic cartridge dance set style things, a mixer which far from the standard of today's mixers, didn't even have sliders or anything. It had a couple of knobs. It was sort of in a sort of small biscuit tin or a large tobacco tin. Had no PFL, which if you're a DJ you'll know that it's called, that means pre-fade listen, so you can actually hear and cue up a record before you play it, so when you press the play button you know it's going to come on. But we didn't have that luxury at Radio Jackie North. We had to look at where the needle was on the vinyl and sort of turn the record round until the needle went onto the groovy bit so you could see that there was music there, and press play and hope for the best. In retrospect, I think we did quite a reasonable job. It didn't sound too amateurish, although my particular show now does, even though I've got all this modern equipment. But at least I know that when I press play on the next track, which was another Radio Jackie North favourite, I know it's going to play straight away instead of hoping for the best and talking until it comes in, which is what we used to do. So there you go. There's another little anecdote of my early days on Radio Jackie North. The reason we're doing this is because it's now almost 8 years to the day since Rick Dane tragically took his own life. So we're doing this in tribute. We try and do something every year to remember Rick, who was one of the greats of pirate radio on Merseyside. Anyway, the Kinks with Lola on RJN.
Just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, 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 Lola. She squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola,
say that I wanted to stay, and I always wanted to be that way for my Lola. La 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 la. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's up my Lola. La 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 la. Just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this
story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been a champion of the world. The ghettos on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. Well, out the decks, the Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Robert Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? They both bawled, they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Well, I tell you what, it's certainly taken me back about 30 years listening to all these wonderful tunes again. Wish I still had the energy I had back then, by the way. Back then I had a 9-to-5 job, so Monday to Friday was the 9-to-5 job. And Saturday and Sunday would consist of DJing on Radio Jackie North all day. Well, on and off with myself and Rick and a couple of others who were usually recorded. The Saturday night would be DJing in Radio Jackie North's cave, which was originally called Eric's Club in Matthew Street, later renamed as Brady's, and then it was renamed after our radio station, Radio Jackie North. Just over the road from the Cavern it was, the original one, not the one. Apparently some bright spark at Liverpool Council decided it'd be a good idea to demolish a really good tourist attraction for Liverpool, and they built a car park on top of the original Cavern. I don't know if it was Rick winding me up, because he did have a wicked sense of humour, but there was this like tunnel passageway thing going from the DJ booth where we'd sit every Saturday night, and he said it led under the street across the road, and you could actually go into the what was left of the ruins of the original Cavern Club, famous of course for a certain local band you might have heard of called the Beatles, used to play there. I sort of went about a couple of feet down it, and claustrophobia got the better of me, so I never found out, but we'll never know now, I suppose. They've recently, since then anyway, rebuilt a newer version of the Cavern next door to where it originally was. The wonders of politicians, eh? And their short-sightedness. Anyway, I digress. So that was how our weekends used to go, and then after DJing all night in Radio Jackie North's Cavern, we'd be back on the air again the next Sunday morning after kipping on the floor in the tower block flat. So I shall tell you more about the time I nearly fell off the roof of the tower block flat after the next couple of tunes. This is Radio Jackie North. I think we're on 1386 and 1314 in the AM band, and possibly other frequencies. No one tells me anything. I'm Steve West, and we're doing this in tribute to the late great Eric Haydock, also known as Rick Dane, who sadly passed away 8 years ago this coming weekend.
Mental wounds not healing, life's a failure to see.
Radio Jagino.
Rock and Roll Radio with Steve West.
We'll be right back.
another favourite on Radio Jackie North from the album Rainbow Rising, Stargazer. And before that, Ozzy Osbourne and the Crazy Train. Anyway, my name's Steve West. I'm regaling you with my story of almost 30 years ago, back when I was on Radio Jackie North with the late, great Rick Dane. And I was going to tell you about the time I nearly fell off the roof. Very nearly fell off the roof, actually. What had happened, unfortunately, the Radio Caroline ship, the MV Mi Amigo, had sunk in a storm. No one was hurt, everyone got off on the lifeboats, but that meant that their frequency, which was 963 kHz in the medium wave band, was vacant, and it was rather clear. So we hatched a plan. We were going to go on 963 kHz. But for that, we needed a very, very long wire, because it was much much longer wavelength than 217, you see. I think it was 259 or 319 or something, I forget anyway. So, we decided to put a long wire up between the roof of one tower block and the roof of the tower block next to it. So what we did, we dropped a wire down from one roof, walked across to the other tower block, dropped a load of fishing line down on a weight, tied it to the wire, and Rick started to pull it up. Now I was on the roof of the first tower block, where the transmitter was, and Rick was on the roof of the other one, and unfortunately, when the wire reached the top, Rick kept pulling the fishing line, and it was a case of lean out over the edge or this wire's going to snap. And we were due on the air in about 10 or 15 minutes, so I decided, rather than go through the whole rigmarole again of dropping the wire down and after it snapped and putting it back up, I would lean out over the edge, 23 floors up. There was a gust of wind and my feet were sort of blown from under me and I landed, fortunately, on my arse, not off the roof of the tower block, which was literally, I'd say, about half an inch away. So there you have it. It's a very dangerous thing, but it was worth it in the end, because on 963 kHz, that aerial covered the whole of the northwest and possibly most of Europe at night. Did get out very, very well indeed with a high-powered transmitter there on the Radio Caroline's recently vacated frequency of 963. So, on with the music anyway. This is Steve West on Radio Jackie North, a tribute to the late Rick Dane. We're on 1386, we're on 1314 AM, that's 217, and 220-something, I don't know. I could work it out. You use a formula to do with the speed of sound and things like speed of light, sorry, not the speed of sound, and divided by the wavelength, but haven't got a calculator handy. So anyway, I shall play some more music because I'm starting to waffle.
Days and don't, and it all's revealed. Showed in your eyes.
Well, we're here this weekend because of somebody who died far too young, Mr. Rick Dane from Radio Jackie North. Almost time for me to go. I'm going to be handing you over to Roger D and Jackie Frost. They're coming up after the next tune. Hope you enjoyed my reminiscing. The last part and the final part of the story is the sad part, of course. Firstly, around about 1983, Rick decided to close down Radio Jackie North. Mainly due to his depression, I think. It certainly wasn't due to the lack of feedback. It was quite incredible the amount of feedback we used to get, considering that back in those days people used to have to write letters and post them in an actual post box, or very occasionally we'd do a phone in, but we'd stand in a phone box for an hour or so, give a number out, and read out the requests that we got in on from the phone box. So it certainly wasn't due to the lack of response to the radio station, which is quite disappointing these days, the lack of response to free radio stations, even though we've got things like websites. Oh, by the way, there's a website for this tribute weekend. It's www.rjn.me.uk, rjn.me.uk. So check that out for more information. Unfortunately, I then lost touch with Rick after he closed down Radio Jackie North. We both went on to do different radio stations. He did a few one was called Atlantis, which was particularly popular. And we sort of lost touch over the years. And unfortunately, I received a phone call from Roger D, actually, to let me know that he tragically took his own life. Not a good ending to the story, so I shall leave you with an appropriate track, I think. This is the Alan Parsons Project. Thanks for listening, and rest in peace, Rick. I know you're listening up there somewhere. Good night, and keep tuned. Radio Jackie North. This is the voice of free radio in the northwest of England, Radio Jackie North, broadcasting on frequencies of 1386 and 1314 kHz in the AM band. Are off for now.
If it's getting harder to face every day, don't let it show. Don't let it show.
it's getting harder to take what they say. Just let it go. Just let it go. And if it hurts when they mention my name, say you don't know me. And if it helps when they say I'm to blame, say you don't know me. Take an easy way out. Keep it inside of you. Don't give in. Don't tell them anything. Don't let it. To believe there's a way, I won't be there. I won't be there. But if you smile when they mention my name, they'll never know you. And if you laugh when they say I'm to blame, they'll never own you.